Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. We are a Boston-based syndicated internet radio station with all the bells and whistles to listen to us wherever you are, whatever country you're in. If you're in a vehicle, if you're home, which most people are, on your mobile devices and Alexa as well. We are also honored to be the media partner for the Omega Institute, and we're going into our fourth year with them. And like I said, it's quite an honor, and we're very much on the same wave of mission and vision. So we have a great show for you, and Bob is in the house. We're doing psychic readings, so don't be shy to call in. We are honored to have Vince and Jenner back for the second time. I had so much fun with him last time, I had to have him back. And so he is all about relationships, tips for relationship happiness. He has quite a background, and he tells it like it is. He's a spiritual teacher and psychic therapist, and his background and experience and research is in the metaphysical, psychology, and spiritual fields. He'll dive deep into your psyche to release blockages, resistances, and self-sabotaging beliefs and behaviors that we all struggle with because we chose to come on Earth to learn all these things that we don't get an opportunity when we're in the light. And so so without further ado, Vincent, come on in and welcome back.
Oh, bonjour, bonjour. Comment allez-vous?
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. See, I remember my French from high school. I took it in high school and still remember some of it. So,
and
oh,
that's
my
exactly,
goodness.
Yes, that's exactly where I learned it as well. So it's, you know, all the relatives were already gone. So, they were on the other side. I want to get into, I mean, you're the perfect person to talk about relationships with the pandemic that we're going through. And a lot of, I think it was, 97% of the population worldwide is, or in this country, is, you know, not self-quarantined, but they're in the house, and many couples are living under the same roof now for 4 weeks. So they need your help, Vincent. And before you answer that question, for callers out there, the number's toll-free, 833-220-1200. 833-220-1200. Okay, Vincent, what are your thoughts and your expertise?
Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you, Deborah, I can't believe you're asking me that, because I was just talking about that with myself, actually, on a car ride, just taking a ride around the block, and I was talking about how these people that are stuck in the homes and all of these postings of jokes and negative comments, and I love the one where the husband is looking out in the backyard and he's saying, oh, look, my wife is taking up gardening and she's actually digging a grave. And so you know exactly what's coming next, and he's so naive. And it is sad, because the same thing actually happens upon retirement. Everybody is getting a taste right now in this country, no matter how old you are, as to what retirement is going to look with your partner. And here is the thing. If it is bringing to the surface any anxiety at all, you need to work on your relationship. okay? My wife and I have been together for 47 years. We've done so many things together that her working at home and me being home is no big deal. I'm grateful to see her. I'm grateful to see that she's safe. I'm grateful and happy to know that she's still able to work. And so there is nothing about my wife that I get tired of. And if you do, you've got things to take care of. I'm sorry. That is my straightforwardness to everybody out there. But my wife and I have put in 37 years of doing the work, and the work is self-work. It's actually not couple work. It's self-work. Because here's the interesting thing, Deborah, that this is bringing to the surface for everybody. It's not your partner that you're tired of being with like this. It's you, yourself. You're tired of not being able to escape yourself. You're tired of not being able to go to a job and being redirected away from yourself and onto a project, onto some work, onto some busyness. You are stuck in the home with yourself, with your thoughts, with your feelings, and that is what's bringing up anxiety.
That's exactly right, because it's in our face now. We can't really get away from it. So it is. I think it's a perfect opportunity to go within and see what's going on there. And I'm sure you feel the same
for those. Oh, absolutely.
But the other piece of it, though, with unhealthy relationships, domestic violence is up. Because of that, that's what they're saying in different parts of the country. And so that is that's a serious situation. And
it is, Deborah. Here's my point on that. I'm sad that people have kept themselves in those relationships. Having been a psychotherapist and a social worker, I've worked with people from Interact. Interact is an organization here that works with women in domestic violent situations. And the biggest problem they have is convincing the women to leave those situations.
That's right.
Okay, so stay with me a minute on this. This is, and I have all the compassion in the world, and I totally get it. Having been being a psychotherapist and working mentally with people, we look at this virus, right, and we can see that we were unprepared. We weren't looking ahead, and we weren't necessarily taking steps that we needed to prevent this. Well, that is a reflection, again, of what we do individually. So here now, there is a couple, and be it the woman, because that's usually the scenario, is that the male is the abuser and the female is the victim to it. And she is in this relationship. And she knows there is no such thing as a person who doesn't know their attacker and abuser. It's whether they have the courage and the esteem to be able to remove themselves from that situation. That's the issue. But meanwhile, before any major thing winds up happening, she already knows she's in a bad relationship. Mm-hmm. She already knows intuitively that she attracted the wrong partner because of the way she thinks about herself. So now, of course, what do we see? We see a pandemic going around the world, and we see this virus that's taking lots of lives, that is causing hurt and suffering with others, right, all over the world. And now the exact same thing is happening in the home. So now the relationship, because they're stuck together, is getting worse. It's building. It's causing hurt and pain and harm when we need to take those steps before the buildings fall on top of us, before the virus, before the domestic violence. So right. This is to help, and unfortunately, it's a hard way to help. And even then, these women will not leave these situations. The hardest thing for a social worker to do is convince the woman to get out. She
right.
wants
really
to just
all about
say,
doing
it's
the,
my fault. Yes.
Yeah, it's all about the self-work because,
yes.
you know, I've had that experience in my lifetime years back. And what happens, I believe, is because of society and the way they look at women, here I go, but the lesser of the two,
right.
that already, yeah. I think, 99% of women have issues or question about their value. And then if they attract the wrong individual, what happens there is that person feeds into that that feeling of being less than whole. And it festers and it just keeps going. And then if women stay once they have children, now it's a challenge, even a larger challenge because they have children that they have to take care of, and it's just a whole. I've lived it. I did
yes.
5+ years of volunteers, and it is true. It is hard. There are women that have been with these men for 20, 25 years, and they're physically and mentally abused, and they do not leave, and so
no.
They never come to a place where they can go within and start doing the self-work and self-worth
right.
so that they
right.
have the strength, the power, which they have the power, but they're not tapping into it. So it's a sad situation. And, you know, you see what's sad is a lot of these couples are young, and the women just... They hang in there.
But they're all educated now. See, the difference, Deborah,
yes,
for you
you're right.
is back in your time, that was acceptable behavior. If the police would come over if a woman made a complaint and chastise the woman, not the male.
Yeah,
but that
yeah.
is not the case today. Today, this is hard for me to actually speak on this subject because I'm a male. Okay, and the reason why it's hard, because it's hard for a woman to hear a male correcting or instructing in any way, because it makes it sound like I'm you know, supporting what had happened when I absolutely know I'm not a woman. But I was abused. Okay, I was abused since I was a kid. Men do get abused too. I mean,
yes.
Every single day of my life, I was chased in school, completely bullied, beat up, shoved in locker, head flushed in toilet, peed on, spit on. I was beaten by my parents all the time because they had mental pathologies, and I was sexually molested. So I do get it from that point. And could I have made different choices along the way? Well, I was a child at the
right.
time. So no, I did not have the strength. But we do have choices. But here is the biggest problem. I speak to these women. I speak to them. They call me all the time and they have children and I'm telling them, leave. And then they say, but then I have to go out and get a job on my own. But then I don't, mm-hmm. how am I going to do that? Hun, there are so many different programs to help you with that now. There are no excuses. You need to leave. It's not even a matter of that they are convinced that they deserve that. It's
right.
a matter of they still want to be able to depend on somebody.
Well,
they
yes.
have themselves to depend on.
Right.
Yes, it's hard,
right.
but they
it
absolutely
is hard, but it can be done. And
it can
you're
be
so
done.
You're so correct with there's so much now available, so many programs, so many different pieces across the country, wherever you live. I'm sure it's more challenging, more in the rural areas, but
right.
there is help, and it's so
totally.
Empowering when you
it.
Actually do leave. And a lot of people become, a lot of these women become, you know, well known in our area.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. What about from other countries over in Afghanistan, where the women are absolutely killed and are allowed to be killed? In India, and they pick up and they leave. They're great examples of the fortitude, because here's the wonderful thing about all of this, Deborah. We all come from the same divine spirit and being and entity. We are all equal. When you take away the body, we're all the same souls. We're souls first.
Mm-hmm.
We're not these bodies, okay? We are not gender. We are these spiritual beings having a physical experience, and we can rely on that spirit that is within us. If it's broken, it's actually because we're giving it away. We give away our spirit. It can never be taken away, but we can give it away.
Right.
And that's what people have to know. So to stop this from the very beginning, we need to start working on our self-love, because psychologically, and psychologists have not been able to come up with the answer as to why this happens. I can come up with the answer, and anybody in the metaphysical world can. I'm sure you can too, because we know things are about energy. But here is a research that they did. They realized that 90% of women who were abused by their fathers as children attract abusers. And it's like, okay, mm-hmm. they try to figure out, okay, how does that work? What, do they go to a bar and they have a sign on their head, I only want to date an abuser? No, there can be 10 men at a party, 10 of them, right? But because of the way the woman believes unconsciously about herself, she believes she deserves that. She believes that that's what love is. That energy then goes out into the ethos, and it will attract the 1 out of 10 men who would be the abuser. And they make eye contact all of a sudden. And then mm-hmm. they start dating. But any of the other 9 would never have abused in the relationship, but the one she chose, the one she attracted, the one they made eye contact with, 3 months into the relationship, socks her in the face because he gets mad. It's the energy that they're putting out. It's the self-belief that mm-hmm. is what manifesting is all about. And if they change that and reparent themselves and let every woman, every girl is a princess. That's why we chose that icon. We chose that icon because it's not just something we aspire towards or fantasize with. What is a princess? The princess goes out of the castle. She doesn't stay in the castle. The queen stays in the castle. The princess goes out into the castle. She gets involved with the people. She's strong. She's loyal. She's intuitive. She's emotional. She's compassionate. She's caring. She's intelligent. She's strong. She takes chances. And a knight in shining armor and a prince is just the male version of that. That's mm-hmm. what every single woman is, but they've not been taught that. They've not been nurtured into believing that.
Bingo. That's it. They haven't been taught that.
Right. And the thing is, they don't have to become that. They have to it has to be nurtured out of them, because that's who they are already. Just mm-hmm. the same thing, like the opposite with men. They have to believe that they're the knights, that they are princes, and they are capable of achieving all that they want. We've not been, our stories, in the way we've been raised, Deborah, it's been broken for a long time now. But we can change it now, because we have people like you with shows like you that put out insightful enlightenment information. And that's what I want people. Plus, there's all these myths about relationships to start with. We need to get rid of those myths. You know, some things that are absolutely not true. Like everybody is seeking their soulmate. Well, I'm glad you're seeking your soulmate. You're not going to find them or her, because there is no such thing as a soulmate. No souls were created to be together. Your job is to make your relationship into a soulmate relationship, and it can be, but don't be looking for one, otherwise you're going to be disappointed. And don't be thinking that just because you leave this guy or this girl, you're going to find a better one. It's what you feel inside first, and like attracts like. That's the biggest and most important thing that people have to understand.
Right. And you have to resonate in that love within, and that's what you'll attract. And if you're in that fear and all the different parts of that that come to the surface if you allow it to, and if you want to fester and feed that, you're going to get more of what you don't want.
That's,
so, well,
that's
we're coming
right.
up on a break, Vincent.
Oh, okay. See, you got me
yes.
going, Deborah. Oh,
I know.
God.
And once you get going, I love your energy.
Suffering.
You have such a beautiful, fun, and wise energy, but just fun. I can feel it. So, everyone out there, don't go away. We'll be back more with Vincent and Jenna. If you want to learn more, call and get a free reading. But if you want to go on his website and learn so much more, he has his own radio show, Stop Stomping Yourself, on Unity Online Radio. His website is Vincent Jenna with a G, G-E-N-N-A, vincentjenna.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids Children's Book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roig DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization, Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
We are honored to have Vincent Jenner back for the second time. I had so much fun with him last time. I had to have him back. He's offered to do free psychic readings. So everyone that's listening, don't be shy. Call in. Bob is in the house. The number is 833-220-1200, 833-220-1200. And Vincent, I wanted to see if you could share a little bit about when you spoke of being abused and sexually abused and all those different pieces, and what What was, when you first started to become aware of work to be done within, what were the first steps that you did, and was there anyone that helped you along the way?
Oh, there was so much help along the way. During that time, I had or had been guided to, now that I see, people and adults that did show me a love, did let me know that there was something of value to me. I never realized that I had any value, and I never realized, you know, that my parents cared enough about me, but there were other adults and parents along the way in my life that did, you know, the parents of good friends of mine and my best friends. And then as I became older and I was a young adult and out into the world, there were always those. I was an actor, singer, and dancer when I was a little kid, and I had a large talent, so I really got into performing. And matter of fact, that's the job that I pursued, and I was working in it for 35 years while this happened to me. I didn't think that I was going to be a full-time psychic therapist and medium and psychotherapist at all. I thought I was going to be a singer, actor, and dancer who would win an Academy Award, a Tony, and an Emmy. That's what my goal was in life back then. But it was my resilience too. So every time I performed, there were those people in my life to let me know that I had value and I had worth. So that actually kept me from taking my own life. Because there were many times that I just wanted to die, but that kept me going. And it was, like I said, my resilience. It wasn't until I was 28 years old that my greatest tormentor in high school, he was the one who tormented me or got the other jocks. He was the famous jock, and he always encouraged the other jocks to pick on me or instigated them. Mm-hmm. And it was at our 10-year reunion. I had just been in the movie Grease with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. I was a singer and dancer in that movie. Mm. And so it got me a little fame, right? So I went to my 10-year high school reunion, and besides everybody treating me like, you know, Cinderella or something, Cinderfella, it was like the prince at the ball, he came up and he befriended me, and I just accepted. I never had to forgive any of my tormentors, which I found really interesting. So he became a really close friend of mine. Wow. And I was watching his life fall apart. And he didn't share that with anybody, but I knew it within. And it was because of him that after spending, my wife and I spent a weekend with him in Connecticut at his condo, very rich condo, and I was in tears on the way home. My wife couldn't understand why, and I just knew this guy's life was falling apart, but he was the type that only wanted to impress people, so he would never share that anything was wrong with his life, nothing. Mm-hmm. But I knew there was, and it was a cry out to God right then and there. My first unselfish moment, true unselfish moment, where I begged God to help me help him. Give me the ability to help him and people like him, because I know what it is to have your heart torn away, to have your self-esteem torn away. And it was within a couple of weeks of that prayer that everything started happening to me spiritually, a whole paranormal event. Steven Spielberg would have been proud. He definitely was one of his movies that was gone around me and in my life. And it was then that I began to realize, and I started turning from wanting to be this actor to just needing to help people. And so now my goal in life is to help people believe in themselves completely and go after their dreams. That's all I want to do, because I knew what it was to be tormented. I know what it is, you know, for people to not love themselves. And even though I have been with my wife since I was 17 years old, she was 16. She was the only person to believe in me. She absolutely helped me turn my life around, but it wasn't enough. I would always have dreams that she was going to leave me, because within me was the belief that I wasn't good enough, I wasn't lovable, and I still work with that today. So it was in wanting to help somebody else, and through that whole experience of enlightenment, then I was really directed to people. And I was told I was going to be directed to the right people during that. Literally, Spirit came to me and said, we are going to direct you to the right people to help guide you. And Deborah, it was crazy. It would be as crazy as I have a doctor's appointment, some checkup, and my wife came with me for some reason. I don't know. We were going to go shopping afterwards. And when we're sitting in the doctor's office and we strike up a conversation, this woman next to me strikes up a conversation with the both of us. And don't ask me how it even got onto this subject, but she starts mentioning some spiritual and metaphysical concepts and ideas. You know, oh, I had a psychic turn around and tell me the other day, and I'm like looking at her and looking at my wife going, nobody has ever had a conversation like that with us before. And she starts talking about experiences she had, and then she's asking me, have you ever had an experience like that? And I'm like, okay, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. This has got to be divinely guided here, because this woman, out of the clear blue, in a doctor's office, starts asking me whether I just had psychic experiences, which I did and didn't know what to do with them, and literally says, oh, you need to go study Edgar Cayce material. And that's how I began being directed. We formed a friendship with this woman because I knew she was divinely guided. She said to me that she wasn't even supposed to be in that office at that time, but they called her at the last minute to change her appointment.
Right.
And she knew something else was going to go on. So she was very involved spiritually and metaphysically in these mm-hmm. subjects that we weren't. We were so naive. And so that's what happened to me. But I do want to comment. I said earlier when we opened up that the couples are having issues if they're not getting along during this quarantine and during this stay home. But I have an answer and a solution to that. I want to be able to get to that before the show is over.
Okay. Well, first, if I may say, because and we will, I want to hear that. I wanted to share that it is remarkable that you were able to forgive at such a young age of that boy that really was abusive. And I want to commend you on that. And for you to, you know, I really believe that once, and you can tell me how you feel about it, that once we realize that we are divinely guided, that there is a higher source of something that is guiding us, even though we have free will, that once you really know that and you can take in the, you know, the benevolence of nature, per se, and be in awe of some of the simplest things, that's really what helps you find the self-love. That's really what helps you release a lot of these broken belief systems that we've grown up with and believed about ourselves. It's our minds that have conditioned us to believe something that isn't true.
That is point on. 100% accurate. And this is what I tell everybody. If you want to believe you're just a human, then you are left with the way you were treated, how you were raised, and the circumstances that occur in your life, and that's all. And I know we're more than that. We have to be more than that, because nothing in this universe is random. Everything was purposeful, and we didn't just stem from the animals of the earth. That they're already showing that 11,000 years ago we spontaneously appeared on this planet. There is no link between us and the ape, and there's more evidence of that now than ever before. So all Darwinism and the theory of evolution is being thrown out, but of course they can't correct all the books, otherwise every single library would cave in, but with all the books that they had to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, there is something greater. So, but if you want to believe you're just human, you are left with the circumstances and you never leave the victimization mentality.
Right, and
but
it brings
we
so
are
much
more
pain.
Yes,
you know,
you're
it brings
left
so
with
much
pain.
It brings so much fear. You know, I think of people in the family, you know, and there's just so much fear that could be released and energy turned into love energy, but it's the fear that really takes over.
Oh, it's totally fear that, and fear, by the way, is only developed from your disconnect from the higher source. The opposite of love, and to me, God, is fear. Okay?
Right.
It's when you disconnect from that. So the moment you believe you are part of something bigger and greater, and I don't care what you want to call it, it doesn't matter what you call it, it matters that you understand that you are. There is no battery strapped to our backs like the Energizer Bunny, and we are going around and talking and moving and living, and the billions of cells that are working in this body, which are incredible, that is all governed by something. That is all in proper uniform and in harmony together, caused by something. So when you start to understand that, you can immediately see you have worth and value beyond what any adult defined for you. No human defines your worth and value. The fact that you exist and you were created by something greater, that is what defines your worth and value. And it is the job of the adults in our lives as we, from birth, and actually even before birth, in utero, to start making us feel that value and understand that value. The only reason, and you can see people today, when you look at them, it is not the adult that is responding the way it's responding. It is the child within them, the hoarding of all the toilet paper. Oh, my gosh. That is not an adult. An adult is rational, reasonable, reliable, and stable, and turns around and says, oh, there'll be more toilet paper in the supermarket in a couple of days. It's the little kid that wants to grab the whole box of cookies because he doesn't think he's going to get any more, right? Everybody else is going to take them. That's why they want to hoard. It's because the child is taking over, because that child was never taught the proper attitude and belief. And children are lashing out at each other, and they're acting in anger and desperation, right? And they're going and they're gathering all their toys, and they're locking their doors, and they're going to get bats and guns, and they're going to protect their toys so nobody can come in and get them. You can't take away my baseball bat and ball, otherwise I'm going to hurt you. That's not an adult. That's a kid.
Right. And it's sad when you think about it, because the increase of purchases on, you know, gun purchases.
Oh, my God.
It's just crazy.
Oh,
and
it's
then,
insane
you know, the
out
other
there.
Thing in this mix of relationships are the, we're not going to have time to get into them, because I want to hear, we want to go back to the beginning of the show. But, you know, all these, getting back to kids that don't believe they have worth, many of the young boys, they don't have fathers, they don't have a male figure to be there for them, to teach them things. And so then these boys go on to get married, whether it's the same sex or otherwise, and they struggle because they don't know. Well, like you said, they need to reparent themselves, but they're only seeing it from one side. You know, either they've only got the mother, or they've got an aunt, or it's the grandmother that brings them up. So, that's a whole problem when they get old enough to start relationships.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
And Deborah, they tend to do is for a lot of guys that have had bad relationships with their fathers or none, they're growing up trying to figure out what it is to be a man. So what do they latch onto? They latch onto what is visible and what is stereotypic, the macho part. So they're drawn into things like the military or being a cop or being strong, and they're going to be powerful, and they're going to work out and build up their muscles, and they're going to be dominant and dominating, and that's what winds up happening. They cull only some of the features of what it is to be a male. Yes, a male is supposed to be strong. I mean, it was, you know, men that built the world up, and physically, literally, buildings and stuff like that until now. Now women can do it as well, but the male body was made for that. But you're not supposed to just think that that's all a male is. A male has a female side too. And I'm telling you right now, one of the reasons why men become abusive of women is because they're afraid of their own inner divine female. They are afraid of their emotions. They're afraid of their intuition. They're afraid of that soft side of them because they think it's going to make them weak, and they suppress it and they dominate it. So, of course, that's going to extend out into the physical world. They're going to manifest that in the way they treat women because they're treating themselves like that.
Right, and then they become narcissistic, which we
know
quite. Yeah, so we have to take a break. So everyone, don't go away. We're going to come back with Vincent, and he is going to talk. He's going to enlighten us. So hold on, and we'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Join us in May and we'll waive the daily fees. Located in Rhinebeck, in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. I also want to direct everyone to our website. It's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. We have a number of new hosts, and just check out all the hosts there. Every one of them offers services. Some of them are remote. Some of them are online. But they're offering everything for you, the listener, to help the human race, to help humanity go within, find the love, have more joy. joy, peace within. We're not able to have peace in the world if we don't have peace within. So check them all out and connect with them and listen to their shows. And for Vincent, Jenna, our special guest, because I just love his energy, go to his site and learn more about what he offers. It's Vincent Jenna, G-E-N-N-A, all one word, VincentJenna.com, and check out his show and all that he offers. And you know what? I must have got that vibe, Vincent, because you had said that you're a dancer and everything, so the word song just came out.
Oh, I do sing at some of my lectures too, and that'll be on my website. There are some videos, and if you go to my Facebook page, you'll even hear some of the songs that I did, that I posted.
So, oh, well, there you go.
That was a psychic slip.
Yes. So go right ahead and fill us in.
Okay, here's the important part that everybody needs to, and Deborah, I cannot express this enough. If you are sitting there and you're not taking the opportunity to make some changes in your life and relationships right now, then I don't mean this to sound as harsh as it sounds, but then you deserve to be in the relationship you're in. Make changes. And these are the changes that you make, because I promise you that there is nothing wrong with your relationship. Nothing. Because like attracts like, and for most people, the people they attract in their lives aren't terrible people because they're not, you know? And so you've got to understand that the person that you're with right now, you attracted them because you've got some similar core there that's good. Now, did some of your negativity come to the surface? Yes, but here's what you have to understand. First of all, because of all the negativity that's happening all over the world, it's almost like acid rain. If you recall acid rain several years ago, a couple of decades ago, we were talking about pollution that got into the air, and now all of a sudden this pollution comes down in the rain droplets, and it was killing some flowers, and it was killing grass and stuff like that. Well, energetically, the same thing happens. So you've got this negativity that's hovering in the air and the atmosphere, and it is absolutely intermingling with your energy here. So if you are not a naturally positive person, that you consciously every day take positive steps in your life, be it meditation, be it relaxation, be it some joyous activity that you participate in, relaxation, I don't care what it is, but if it's positive, you won't be as affected by the negativity falling out on you. I call it negative fallout. Mm-hmm. And if you are negative, it is going to exacerbate things. If there's any fears, they will surface. If there's any discontentment at all. So couples, if you are not in the best of places right now, it's going to get worse because this negativity is falling on you. And negative begets negative, and misery enjoys company, and it only gets exacerbated. So understand that even some of the things that you may be getting annoyed with, displeased with, your tolerance level is lower, is not just because you're stuck in the house with your partner. Unless you're in a 2x2 room, and I know a lot of people aren't in big giant mansions, that's not what I'm talking about. There's always space in a home to be able to go on your own, okay, and go away from each other. So it's not being on top of each other that's causing the problem. Okay, it's this negativity, and it's touching upon your own inner hurts and pains that have been sitting in there for a long time. So here is the resolve. What the both of you need to do, and this is my couple therapy. It's my best. As a psychotherapist, I was paid a lot of money for my successful couple therapy and treatment. The two of you need to be working on yourselves, but together. Pick up a self-help book, a spiritual book, going on a spiritual journey, expanding your belief systems, anything, working on yourself. Watch a movie, but do it together and then talk about it, all right? Watch an online video that's inspiring. Watch it together and then talk about it. Talk deep. Go where it hurts the most, deep into your own dark place, but do it with your partner and your partner doing it with himself, but together. That's what strengthens the relationship. That's what kept my wife and I together joyously. We're together 47 years. We'll be married 42 years this year, this July. And it has been joyous because when we get into any kind of argument, now don't think that we don't get into arguments. We get into arguments. But when we do, we stop. We spend time by ourselves thinking about, okay, what button was just pushed? Why am I feeling this way? And at first, you always want to blame. You always want, because that's the defense mechanisms we have. It's the other person. They were nasty. They spoke like this. But no, 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 no. You are responsible for your own feelings. And something you thought of while that person was saying something is what triggered some of those buttons. We also call them buttons. Go within. You'll know that it was something from the past, something that had hurt you before, and now all of a sudden your partner said something that just triggers that, not meaning to necessarily, okay, but that triggers that. Those are the things you want to bring to the surface, each of you, because I promise you, this world would be in a much better place if the majority of people on it were balanced out and in loving places. We're not. We're scarred, and we have those injuries to heal. Do it together. It will strengthen your relationship. I don't care what the movie is. Go watch Disney's The Lion King. It happens to be a very spiritual movie. Disney was very metaphysical, and that story is metaphoric. It's about our relationship with the God source. Simba represents us. Mufasa represents God. Talks about the separation and us forgetting who we really are. Mm-hmm. Watch it with that intention and talk about it then afterwards.
Yeah, it's a beautiful movie.
It is a beautiful movie. Couples don't talk. They don't share their deepest feelings. They're too busy trying to correct the other person because they would rather think that if everybody else changed, I would be better. And it's just not true. It's a defense mechanism. When we're children, the first set of maladaptive self-beliefs are formed for us because of the environment. I actually wrote a book on it that I'm going to be getting published soon called God, It's Not Working. And it defines the different layers of the mind that hold on to these beliefs. And so what happens is you have the beliefs of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, I'm not lovable. And we grow through our youth with those beliefs. Once your brain develops more, the two highest functions in the brain is to keep us alive and to protect us, which is the way it keeps us alive. Well, it protects us emotionally, too. So once it develops enough, it starts to create a mind of defense mechanisms and a new set of beliefs to kind of shield and protect us from our original one. So instead of believing I'm not good enough, we may form the belief of people don't care about me because they're jerks. All our prejudices are formed there. Our self-defeating behaviors like drinking and addictions form there as a means of keeping us from hearing and paying attention to those original set of beliefs. It's my neighbor. It's my partner. It's my husband. It's my wife. Whatever we can blame other than us shields us from what's really hurting us. You need to both go within to grab onto that real belief you have about yourself, bring it to the surface, work on getting rid of it, but do it together. That is what sealed my wife and I's relationship. And it'll heal everyone who's listening right now. This is the time you have. You shouldn't be doing separate things right now. You can do your own things anytime you want. You understand that the universe has forced us in the home together for a reason and away from everybody else for a reason. We're being put in a timeout. And we can connect with
I so agree.
Right?
I so agree that, What's happening with this horrendous virus, whether it's been man-made or whatever it has been created to harm others, the bottom line is, from a higher perspective, we are all in to go within, whether we're going within together or separately.
Right.
There is a purpose to this, as awful as it sounds.
No, you're absolutely right. And the way I put it, there are four stages of consciousness, Deborah, in a spiritual realm. The first stage is the victimization stage. It's when you think that everything is that's happening in the world is happening to you. That's the lowest stage of belief. The next stage is the it's called the for me stage, that you start to believe that everything is happening for me. God is doing this for me. The universe is doing this for me. This is happening for my own growth. That's the second stage. The third stage is through me, that everything actions, I am actually a catalyst for everything that happens in life, that the God force, that energy, that the spirit is coming through me and kind of using me to make everything happen. The fourth and highest stage, and the stage we need to jump to in order to heal this, is called the as me stage. Everything is me. I am that I am. I am this disease. I am the coronavirus. I didn't create it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how it got here. I am the virus. And if you really look at it today, look at the things we've been complaining about. We've been complaining about people. We're complaining about people getting in our boundary, our spaces, our face, our country, immigrants, whatever, illegal, legal. It doesn't matter. We've been complaining about that. Then we've been complaining about the internet, Facebook, Twitter, the cell phone. Everybody is texting and on their cell phones now, and they don't interrelate with each other. Well, guess what? We are now separated from all the people we've been complaining about. We're completely dependent upon each other to help each other, quite honestly. And we're completely dependent on the internet and Facebook and Twitter and everything like that in order to maintain connection, because we as humans cannot be separated from each other. We were created as one family. We're social beings. And
yes,
right there,
Vincent. Yeah. We're way over. So,
oh my goodness!
Beautiful, beautiful wisdom, beautiful words, and right on target. And I'm, you know, I just love you, your energy, and everything that you're about. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Oh my gosh!
You're welcome, Vincent. I'm going to have you back because there's something about you that I just want more of. So everyone out there, stay safe, go within, love yourself. See you next time. Au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.